Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're live to you straight from our audiovisual studios here on Etim Inyang Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to the last hour of the show we call Morning Crossfire. We started at 5 a.m. This morning on the lead at 5 a.m., we had just one story. And that story from the lead at 5 a.m. is what we're still talking about on the Crossfire today. And that is the arrest of Sunday Igbo on Monday night. So very early morning yesterday at about 5 or so, on the lead, a listener sent a message into the show and said Sunday Igbo has been arrested. And I was wondering, where did you get this one? And I said, well, we can't confirm that yet, but that's okay, but it's okay, but we can't confirm it. Then only for us to go on along the show and everything, I started seeing the newspapers with the report at 6 a.m. So all of them were now saying breaking news at 6 a.m. Okay, yeah, yeah. But all through yesterday, it was confirmed that yes, indeed, he's been arrested. Let me quickly chip this in before I forget. He has not been released. I saw, you know, reports yesterday also that he has been released. He's in Germany. No, he has not been released yet. He's still in custody. He has not been released, please. Because I even got calls, you know, from people asking me whether he's been released and everything. I said, no, he has not been released. He's still in custody. That's by the way. So he was picked up on his way to Germany with his wife, Rockbo. His wife is a German citizen. When his house was raided by DSS and other security agents on 1st of July at about 1:30 a.m. of that day, we were all wondering what was happening, what was going on. One of Igboho's people, a lady, did a Facebook Live giving, you know, blow-by-blow account of what was going on. If you've seen that video, you understand. So it was like a war zone with the kind of gunshots and everything that we could hear from that live Facebook Live video. Eventually, the security agents overpowered the people. I wasn't really sure whether there was an exchange, really, per se, so I'm not exactly sure whether we can call it overpower or something. All we do know is that we can hear gunshots in that video. At the end of the day, we saw, because there was no claim as to who was behind the attack on the 1st of July on Sunday's house. Then later on, that we got confirmation from the Nigerian government, the DSS, that yes, they were indeed behind the attack, because they got wind through intelligence report that Sunday Igbo was stockpiling arms and ammunition. And on display, alas, you could see guns on display, including some, you know, personal effects like a passport and everything on display of that day. Immediately, Sunday Adeyemo, also known as Sunday Igbo, came out to say that those guns aren't mine. They are not my guns. Apologies. I did not skip it. I was still going to mention it, but let me just go on. He claimed that those guns weren't his. The government insisted that they were his. With bullets. Thousands. On that fateful morning of July 1, two persons were killed when media went to the house. You could see video, you could see pictures of blood stains on the floor of Sunday's house. What could have happened? What could have gone wrong that could have resulted in such gruesome murder of whoever that was, really? Now, that event started a chain reaction, some sort of chain reaction. Then the government declared him wanted, arrested some of his people, about 13 or so of them. They are still in custody. I hear they've been granted bail. Right now, I think 300,000 naira each or so. Now, Sunday himself has been arrested in Cotonou by security operatives operating there in Cotonou. I'm using operating there because I am not exactly sure which of them carried out the operations. The Interpol or Beninua government security agents, I'm not exactly sure. But as it stands today, the government of Nigeria has not said him nothing as it stands today. Why haven't we heard from the government of Nigeria? Why haven't we heard anything? What could they be waiting for? A parade? Parade him in public? Or what exactly? They don't have information themselves. Or they are not sure exactly how this will turn out themselves. Even if you're not sure, I still feel that they should have said something. This happened on Monday. Monday. This is Wednesday. But what is important on this conversation this morning is what you think should be done. Do you think that he should be extradited home to Nigeria? In fact, when we had this conversation this morning, I've got some really, really divided. In fact, opinions are sharply divided here. I mean, clearly divided. Some are of the opinion that he should be extradited here. If he's got nothing to hide, he should come and answer and defend his name. Some are saying that if he comes back here, he will be unjustly treated. He will be victimized. There's nothing he can say to defend himself. Hence the reason he tried to escape in the first place. Some are also saying that how did he even manage to get out of the country? They are putting a big question mark on the territorial integrity, the security of the nation's borders. Ah, Benin is just here now. Cotonou is just here. You're very close. So what is your position, Lagos, this morning? I want to hear what you think should be done. Be extradited here, back into the country, to come face charges. Because some of the things that the government said is that he is stockpiling weapons. And that's treason. Should the Benin government release him to the Nigerian government? Should the international community intervene? Talk to me, Lagos. 13 minutes past the hour of 8. What could be the implication of his arrest? He's not the one. Nnamdi Kanu has been arrested as well. He's still in custody. His case is coming up July 26th. That will be in 2 days' time. Is it 2 days? In some days, I think next week. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to dig in. There's a lot to unpack in this conversation this morning. Let's get to it. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. A lot of people have been talking about it. Human rights writers are saying that, look, it cannot be extradited. This is unjustly. This is not cool. This is not nice. Akinto, Professor Akinto, the leader of Ilanomo Odua, is saying that, look, there's nothing that's going to happen to him. We'll make sure that he doesn't get extradited to Nigeria. Some Yoruba groups have also been speaking that nothing must happen to him. We've not heard anything yet from the governors of the Southwest. Nothing yet from them. Perhaps they're still studying the situation. Same goes for Afeni Ferry. Nothing concrete yet from them as well. The Yoruba Elders Forum also, we've not heard anything much from them. Let me go to the telephone now. Mrs. Egbeyelo is here from... I think Ipaja, I'm not sure. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, Mr. Sherif. Good morning, sir. Good
morning to you.
You are doing a very great job. God will continue to bless you.
You too.
I just want to say a little thing about Sunday Igboho.
Yes, please.
If we are in a country where justice will prevail, I would say Sunday Igboho should come back to Nigeria. But here we are in this country, there's no justice, no equity. So to me, I would say Sunday Igboho should not come back to Nigeria. Because here we are today. I just heard from your headline now, that those who kidnapped almost 120 students, they are asking for 500,000 each from each student. Where are they? Who is in charge of them in this country? Who has gone to arrest them? Now, the Nigerian government, they are after Sunday Igboho to bring him back. What has he done to warrant what was done to him on the 1st of July that we listen to every day. It's unfortunate. Thank you. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Kunle speaking.
Welcome, Kunle. Talk to me.
Yeah. I'm on Igbowu. What I want to say is that it should be brought back to Nigeria to come and answer so many questions.
Okay.
And all over the world, separatists, those who are agitating for separations, they are not treated with levity hands. Thank God, on the Kalu case, we can see that the International Court of Justice has said that Nigeria has taken the right steps in extradicting Kanu. So, all over the world, we may not like it. Things are not going fine in this country. Things are very bad, but we should address the issue. The issue here is separative, which non-government all over the world we accept. And Nigerians should exercise patience, and we should caution ourselves so that we should have a unity country. Thank you.
Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. 8:17. I'm going to go to YouTube right now. You can keep your comments coming through on Facebook as well. Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming live. Your comments can come through on Facebook, on YouTube as well. Nigeria Info 99.3. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Benga is joining us via the telephone. But before he comes on, let me take one comment from YouTube. App email says, how come he was arrested in Benin and not Nigeria? How did he get into Benin Republic in the first place? App email, thank you for your thought. And let's speak to Benga. Benga is in the corridor. Benga, good morning to you.
Sheriff.
Morning.
Good morning, my
morning
gentleman.
To you.
Let me ask you a question. Go and ask Fela family, Femi and his brother, Shehu. And they treated Fela. Fela was the only one protecting this vision of this country. Government fought him. They charged him as armed robber. That he was a counterfeit. He was doing money, fake money. And Fela was arrested then. They put him in jail. After they released him, they now begged him. There was some lawyer that did that for him then. But what I want all of us to understand here now, Igbowu stood up in Oyo State when they are killing his people. That was what brought the agitation. All Nigerians knew what I'm talking. I did not know Mr. President Buhari one-on-one. I did not know Igbowu one-on-one. I did not know any politician in this country one-on-one. But okay. What I stood on is God's judgment. That one that went there now, they are harassing him. What has he done? He's telling Nigeria to do good governance. We don't have good governance in this country.
You think he has not committed any offense?
Has he killed anyone?
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you. Do you think he has not committed any offense?
He has not committed any offense.
Okay. All right.
That's the truth.
All right, then. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
The issue of Sunday ago.
Yes, please.
What caused the agitation initially was when his people was attacked in his state. The state governor did not say anything about it. Neither did the president say anything about it. So he agitated now to say, okay, since nobody said anything about it, he should at least take action to do something. That was what led to all of this. He was attacked. It was said DSS came to the residence at night to raid and kill. This was what happened to Fela before he eventually died. No justice was said, and now people are saying separation. What really made Sunday go to say he needed to be separated from this Nigeria, from Nigeria. Likewise, Nnamdi Kanu, the what brought up IPOP. Same reason. But the killings and whatever in the north, the farmers are unable to go to their farms. Nobody is saying anything about it. Just Sunday ago, Nnamdi Kanu wanted to destroy Nigeria.
Okay.
The real people disturbing peace here in Nigeria is terrorists. But they are called bandits. They are not bandits, they are terrorists. So that's my take on this.
Thank you too for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Oge. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome.
Okay, I want to ask the first caller, all the points he raised. Please, I want you to tell me, is it true
that
the international community, the international court said that what Nigerian government did to Imam Kalu is right?
I don't have that information. I really don't have that information.
You need to debunk it as well. Then also, the case of saying that separatists all over the world, that all countries frown at it. I think they called them to round table for discussion to see what they can do to make things work out. If it can't work out, they give them their state. So all those points that first caller raised as if is a wrong thing for people to come out, as in all over the world, everybody's against. I don't think so. And you didn't even debunk, you didn't tell him that what you're saying is not correct.
No, because I don't have the information. I can't debunk what I don't have the information to. You understand?
But sometimes you tell people too that I don't have this information. This is what I'm saying. I don't have the information.
Right.
Also, separatism is done all over the world. Nigeria is not the first. It's done everywhere. People don't want to stay together. They can say, okay, come to the round table and discuss it. We don't want to stay together. We want to...
Oh, we lost that call. Thank you for calling me, though. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Cherry.
Morning to you.
Yeah. Based on the discussion at hand.
Yes, please.
I don't see the reason why Igbo should be extradited. Just like one of the earlier callers said, he cannot get any justice. He should not be extradited. Benny Sheriff. Hello?
I'm with you. Go on, please.
Just like the last caller was trying to allege or was trying to put you in order. If ordinarily it was the other way around, Sheriff, you I know would have just hijacked that statement from that man who said international court absolves Nigeria of anything against Nnamdi Kanu. You, I know, if it was the other way around, you would have make him understand that thing, nobody ever said that.
Okay.
But you just kept quiet because it is not the other way around.
Okay.
Sheriff, please, always be fair.
Okay.
Be fair.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you too for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you? I forgot to greet you, Barika Desala.
Thank you.
I hope you are enjoying.
Thank you. Hey, see me. I'm working, though. I'm working.
I know. God will bless you.
You too.
Yeah, I think this Igboho something.
Yes.
It should concern the people of this country. How things is going on. So bringing back to Nigeria is going to be difficult.
Right.
The reason is, it's already the cases in ICC, International Court, Criminal Court, which granted that the legislative federal government is part of, and Buhari and every government. And you cannot hold him down. They demand, they know that he has president in Germany. And he stayed there, they took his passport, his money, everything on that day. They desire not to move around. I think we all follow what happened on that day. And come up now, because they said they are going to court this morning.
Yeah.
And they represent everything. The federal government will present their own something, the reason why they want him back here. Yeah? And the lawyer too, we represent on
their own case, yes.
And he too will be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to educate ourselves so that we can get justice. We know the way this country is going on now. Everything is on a sway. We are not doing the right thing. The government is not doing the right thing. Part of the people are not doing the right thing. They are finally, they said they are still looking. They are still looking. You know, they are on destruction. And the governor too, they don't know what they are doing. They are on one side in government. And the Oba of Yoruba, they are getting money from the federal government. Nobody is going to give them money. You cannot expect them to support him. And the agitation is not all about
Are you saying that all of them should support him?
You know, that is how things see. They cannot support them until everything gets done.
Exactly.
Okay. That is it.
All right.
You cannot expect everybody to follow suit. Mm. But I know that the agitation is getting... Before, you cannot talk it. And now we are talking of it. Mm. I know that this federal government the state, Jehova, they cannot not win this war because the truth, nobody can cover the truth.
Mr. Lumashala, thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. We need to prepare for a break right now, but before then, I think I'm squeezing some thoughts on YouTube very quickly. Oof. Okay, this person says, wow. Okay, how many can I take? Let me start from here. Victor Urutode on YouTube says, the arrest has been programmed. Forget what anyone is saying. Soon Igboho shall find himself in Nigeria. Ludari Ogunlu says, now for this country, Fulani Herdsmen's killing, nothing has been done to it. Banditry, nothing. May God save us. Igboho has done absolutely nothing. Ludari Ogunlu on YouTube, who pulled that across. Sam is also on YouTube. Sam says, Sonny Igbo is not a separatist, but someone who took on the gauntlets of to protect his people while they are being killed by the Fulanis in their farm. That's Sam Obishas on YouTube. Let's go to Break Lagos, huh? It's time for a quick break. When we return, I'll take more of your thoughts on what you think about the arrest of Fernando Kanu in Cotonou, Benin Republic. I'll take your thoughts via the telephone, YouTube, Facebook, and WhatsApp. I'm Sheriff Quadri. It's good to know that you're there. Let's talk.
Happy Eid El Kabir. Wishing you love, peace, and happiness. From your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3. We're back on the radio. I'm Sheriff Quadri. It's a Morning Crossfire. Today we're looking at the arrest of Sunday Igboho and the drama surrounding that arrest. First and foremost, he has not been released because I'm still getting comments and messages as regards his purported release from custody. He has not been released yet. But hey, you can join the conversation via our platforms on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, on WhatsApp, and via the telephone. On Instagram, you can follow us if you're not following us yet at Nigeria Info FM Lagos is our handle on Instagram. I will take a comment that I'm seeing here on Instagram in a moment. You can also like our Facebook page as Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 as well on YouTube. Just search for it and you would see us. We're streaming live visuals on both Facebook and YouTube, so you can watch and of course also listen by dropping your comment at the end of it all. All right, thank you for joining us if you're just tuning in, and you're welcome. Let me start with Instagram right away. Happiness underscore for real on Instagram says there's a lot of hidden issues about his arrest and release. It's yet to be released, Happiness. Well, thank you for your thought. Happiness, drop that on Instagram. Please follow us if you're not following us yet on Instagram. On YouTube, I've got comments that I've dropped as well on YouTube. So I'm going to take as Raji Sharif says, I'm surprised when people say Sunday Igboho did not commit any crime. Illegal possession of firearms is a crime. He was seen with a double-barrel gun at protest ground. Why are we all shying away from the truth? Raji, thank you for your thought. Ayodeji Ajayi on YouTube says, there's everything wrong with Nigeria. Possessing firearms is the most reasonable thing these days if you don't want to get roasted. That's Ayodeji responding to Raji. All right, thank you so much for your thought. I'm going to now cross over to WhatsApp. Let's go take some thought of WhatsApp. After WhatsApp, we'll come to the telephone before we go to Facebook and back to Instagram. Let's see who is here. This person says, remember Taji, the bandit in Zamfara State, that his father was arrested by security agents that said government know where he is. Why didn't they come and arrest him than arresting his father? Does that mean only Nnamdi Kanu and Sunday Igboho they have power over? Okay, thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Let's take another one here. This person says, I want to ask a question. Was there this separation movement during the military and Obasanjo and Co regime? Sheriff, these guys are not mad. They are human beings. They reason and feel the pains of others. If things are going fine, will there be agitation for the call of Biafra or Yoruba Nation? The present government is a shame to us in Nigeria. Amos in Ibafo sent that in. Amos, thank you for your thought. No justice in Nigeria. Kanu, Ezekzaki, and others have not been fair to... Being have not been treated fairly, you mean, in terms of justice. Musibao, thank you. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Let's take another one here. This person says, oh, wow. Okay. Mr. C. A.K. says, police accused Sunday Igbo of having some ammunition in his house. Who and who took account of the police and their luggages when they arrive at that deadly hour of the day without notice? My prayer in this country is that any man or woman who supports evil and injustice, the same must be fall onto his... thank you for your thought. A.K., thank you. I appreciate it. The time is 8:39. Let's get back to his telephone. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you. How will I call? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Ajeri.
Morning to you.
This is Ibikunle.
Welcome.
Calling from Lucky Five by Kurudu. Of course, I advised Sunday Igbo before now, but he didn't heed. I told him, I said, surrender yourself to the authority. Now he has been caught. I want Sunday Igbo to be extradited to Nigeria. He should be taken to court, and if he's found wanting, so be it. But I want a fair hearing for him. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. He wants a fair hearing. All right. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I can't hear you. Are you there? I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. I can't hear you. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you.
How are you?
Very well. Very well.
Yes. For me, it is no.
Are you here? I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Morning, sir.
Morning to you.
Yeah, no fear. Nothing like fair hearing in the case of this president, federal governor we have. I want to thank the Benenwa people. They should keep the rule of law. By Monday, when they get this guy arrested, I heard in the news that, oh, Tuesday, we're bringing him back to Nigeria. Thank God his lawyers are there. So please, let them follow rule of law. Thank you, Chief Godfrey.
Thank you. Let's speak with Leo. He's in Isolo. Hi, Leo. Morning to you.
Ah, Mr. Sheriff.
Morning to you.
Sheriff. Sheriff. Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, though. Back at the sala.
Thank you.
Yeah. I want to talk about Sunday Igbo. You know, the country is somehow. And there's a saying that goes like this. When the heaven falls, it will not fall on only one person. It will fall on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The way things are going in this country, even after extraditing Sunday Igbo, a lot of Sunday Igbos, Nnamdi Kanu's, will still come up. The best thing is for us to tackle the root of the problem. What is causing this agitation? Very, very simple. Government knows what they are going to do to stop all these things. But they know that if they put things in order, those people that are making that money illegally will stop. The money will not be flowing.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm.
You know, all these people, they are very good.
Mm.
Burutai was retired and made an ambassador to where? One of the neighboring African countries.
Mm.
Because they know whenever anything happens in this country, the easiest route for them to move is any of these African countries.
Mm.
So all these guys are mathematicians.
Okay.
They plan ahead. But the masses, when they still call, we divide ourselves. Some people will be for, some people will be against. But what I always want to ask some of these people supporting this government,
okay,
which me, myself, I'm not a party man, in their different homes, their cousins, their relations, their friends, how are they faring? Is everything good? We check the probability from 1 to 100. This country, how many people are complaining about hunger? Any day the masses comes together as one and fight the injustices in this country,
okay,
government will wake up.
Leo, thank you so much for calling me. Thank you. I appreciate it. Adigoke is in Lekki. Hi, Adigoke. Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning.
Morning.
Yeah, this morning was the best analysis I've heard from Jimmy Disu on Sunday Igbo's case, which I've been advocating for an unbiased analysis, and that's what he did to the news this morning. You know, by looking at all the angles and then analyzing them, which he did. You know, the arrest of Sunday Igbo, first of all, we don't know why he was arrested in Cotonou. There have not been information given to us that this is the reason why. Is it that the government notified them? Because me, I believe that the government has already informed the Benin Republic government. Because last week they told us that Sunday Igbo is planning to leave Nigeria. They told us, the government said it. You get now, they've already made arrangements, and if he passes through there, please hold him down. And which the Benin Republic did, you know. So, but good thing that Sunday Igbo's lawyers are on ground to actually legally handle this matter.
Okay.
And that is what should come to play
right
here.
Right.
It has to be a legal representation, and it doesn't have to be bullied just like Kano was bullied, you know. So the government also need to tread with caution when it comes to these issues, because we are already having negative minds concerning this government, the way they have been bullying us. Morning, Sheriff.
Morning to you too. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, thank you. This is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel. Talk to me.
Yeah, concerning Sunday Igbo, they haven't done anything wrong. The weapon they claim they recovered in this house, the same weapon was displayed in 2013. Are you hearing me? So then number two, where they went to his house.
Okay.
Why did this? Hello?
Go on.
Why did they destroy his CCTV camera? Then why don't they go with body camera? I mean, body camera. Or do you want to know what happened there? So then number two, this morning you strongly defended said all this. These people are working free. This is all what we know. Wondan Keremi in Zamfara State was boasting openly that he had killed many soldiers. DSS were there, army were there, police were there, commissioners were there. They were begging this man to stop killing. You see, okay, that this Sunday ago, this can, what has he done? These people that are agitating for their own country, I mean, if things are working well, nobody would have come out to support Kano or Sunday Igbo. But Nigeria is not working. And then the best we have now is this. In fact, I don't know. I remember the time of Lariago Arogudade, the time of Awoshika, Thompson Rabo, and so on. They were so strong. But best of nowadays, they are, they have disappointed me. Thank you.
Thank you to you, Mano, for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Oh, we lost that call. Hello, good morning to you. Hello? I can't hear you, I'm sorry. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Rilegum.
Welcome. Talk to me.
My take this morning on this Sunday Igbo's case is that I think the federal government, if they are going to charge him, they may charge him for disturbing the public peace. That is one. Two, for them to say they are trying to extradite him, I think they have to make a very strong case, because if you look at some of the populations of Benin, they have ties with these Yoruba people. And some of them may decide to walk by that sentiment that they might not be able to extradite him so easily. For me, if they have anything against him, let them go to the court, establish it first, then make it known so that they will now send it. Everybody will now understand that this is the case of this man. Because if I say secessionist, the truth is this, that it is not an offense to say, okay, I don't want to stay with you anymore. But if they say for public peace, I think it will a bit sound reasonable. And with those things they say they found in his house, well, they can still go ahead and prove it if it is true. Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Appreciate it. Sunday's in Ikeja. Hi, Sunday. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Morning to you.
How was the night?
Very well. Very well.
Yes, Sheriff, you see, my point on this issue is that it's a take-home fact. And it's a disguise. You know what I mean by disguise? It's a pure disguise. It's a disguise. Using these two people to disguise Nigerians, which they know that the situation on ground is not what is right that the government is doing. We have a life of so many people who are combating and settling bandits out there, and they could not be able to arrest them.
Right.
And some set of groups who are trying to clear people's mind on what the government is doing, and they are arresting them. It's unfortunate. And my warning to Nigerian government is this: it's not going to be fair in this country if they continue. It's not going to be fair, and an election is not going to be fair with what they are doing, and it's not going to be good for us. It's better to start changing now. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling. Many thanks to the listener who sent me the link to the report on human rights. IHRC report absolves Nigeria and Kenyan authorities. Appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. Like I said, I actually don't have that information, so I couldn't have debunked what that caller said. If I have any information to anything, then if you are saying the wrong thing, definitely I would tackle you mercilessly. Like, I would tackle you. But if I don't have any information to it, I can't say anything to it. But then someone has sent a link to that report, and right here I'm looking at it. Thank you. Thank you for sending it. Let's see who is here. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Hi, Sharif.
Very well. Hi, Sala. Thank you. Thank you.
Hope Awaram is waiting, though.
Awaram?
How many people? Ram, you need have a lot of fans.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's...
All right. So, on Sunday, we will...
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I don't understand what's wrong with our leaders. They should not allow the ladies to go naked and cry for them. I'm serious. They have to release Sunday Igbo for surfing the fast. This is not fair. Okay. As if arresting Nnamdi Kanu wasn't enough. Now it's Sunday Igbo. Who know who is next? Maybe Kubana, Prince, or Obi, Imoni, etc. It's not fair, I beg.
Thank you. Thank you for your thought. I'm going to go to Facebook. Let's take some thoughts from Facebook very quickly. Dami Lola Lawa on Facebook says, Sunday Igbo is not criminal. What Yoruba people do to Hausa Fulani jail fathers, and he mentioned the names of the fathers, and he says, please Yoruba people try and think Yoruba nation all the way. Okay, all right. Thank you. Let's see. Rashid Abiola is also here on Facebook, and he says, it's so sad the way this country is being run by APC. May God help us. Thank you. Have a nice day. You too. You too, Rashid. Appreciate it. I really do. Let's see. Who is here? Oof. The messages will not stop. Let's go back to the telephone. Hello. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tariq.
Good morning. You too.
Merci, eating me too.
Correct.
Plenty meat.
Abi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, man.
We must talk about our son, Sunday. Sunday gave us reason why he became agitated. He said they killed his cousin. That's a PhD.
The professor.
Yes, they killed him. And he has been seeing them killing his people in the farm. They rape that women. The ones that are going to farm, they are killing them, destroying them. Everybody is doing a buga 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 in the place. I mean, all of us cannot be dumb. And he stood up for his people. So I expect this Yoruba nation to support him. He didn't do anything. He's fighting for the cause of injustice. Including my other brother, Nnamdi. They are fighting for a cause. Why don't you look at the issue so that there will be peace? I don't understand this government. I think they thrive on controversy. And this is a distraction from their governance, misruling that they are doing. Good morning.
Good morning to you too, Madam Ifi. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Wow. We're actually almost out of time, right? But I need to take messages. I need to take tons of messages that are pouring in. I've not been able to get as much as I would have loved to. But let's take a... Let's see. Simon Binga on YouTube says, they allege that Sunday Igbo was stockpiling weapons in his house. Who goes after Gumi, the negotiator, to killers and herdsmen? The herdsmen are carrying AK-47, sophisticated gun weapons without any arrest. Let's see... Isiche says the government of Benin Republic will use him to negotiate with the Nigerian government just the way Tijani was used to negotiate with Obasanjo government. Isiche Daniel on YouTube put it across. We're going to cross over now to Facebook. Let's take some thoughts from Facebook very quickly. Let's see who we have here. Jacob. Oh, wow. Jacob, calm down. You people are just having a conversation now. Eh? You can actually contribute to any conversation without resorting to insulting or curses. Or oh, come on, man. Just chat, talk, comment there. Don't attack each other, please. Please, I beg you. Thank you. Let's see. Oluwatosin says, I should tell the federal government to soft pedal on their conduct on Sunday, Boho. And he says, have a nice day, bro. Bro. Have a nice day, too. Let's take another one. Ojedua Isaac on Facebook says, this government has a secret agenda. Hence, they are trying to shut down any opposition by all means. Ojedua, thank you for your thought. Hugo is also here on Facebook. And he says, Ariwa Group has made... Hugo, I'm so sorry. An avalanche just dropped and... your message disappeared. Adedayo David says, there is nothing can stop the extradition of Igbo to Nigeria. Federal government of Nigeria wields, you mean wields? Okay. Wields a great power. Whew. Let's go to break. I need to take a break. But I may not return after this break until tomorrow. Huh? So let me just say my bye-byes. I'll see you tomorrow, Lagos, Nigeria. 5 a.m. is the time. It's Health Thursday tomorrow, so we're going to be discussing something really interesting. Health matters tomorrow. Huh? You can follow me across social media platforms. Sheriff Quadri. Morning to you.
Food stuff, washing machine, body cream, soap, and toothpaste. Hey, our house rental.
Oh, sweetheart, what's wrong?
Dear.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.